You're listening to the We Are Libertarians Podcast Network. Find all of our shows at wearelibertarians.com.
Bedside pillow talk, just you and me. I swear, whenever I get back from a trip, it's always when I feel like I have to go ahead and put out an episode because I feel like a lot of thoughts have been going through my head. And I also feel like everything around my apartment just seems to not be conducive to recording a show. I've got a bit of a mess going on because I unpacked, I got back late. I had something to do. As soon as I got back, I jumped out, pulled out the luggage, and then immediately jumped in the car. Had to go meet with a friend of mine and got some knowledge that I'm gonna be putting forth some use with later. And my neighbors upstairs, I don't know if they're trying to have kids, but like the every once in a while you'll hear just a and then just a bang 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 of the ceiling. It's this Indian couple that's been trying to have a kid for a while. So, sometimes it just gets a little, I'm trying to find a euphemism. I think that's the word, euphemism. I'm trying to find a coy way of alluding to the fact that I think they're trying to have kids, but, shit doesn't happen. It's not working today. I'm not very funny. This is going to be a not very funny episode. I'm just going to let you know that up front. I'm recording this a few hours before I would typically have an episode because you ungrateful motherfuckers, you download the show for free. You get the show for free. And what most of you don't know is that in the month of May, I went ahead and recorded all of January's shows plus the last week of May. Actually, no, I recorded all of June's shows and 2 weeks of May's shows all within about 6 days. I did that. I took my time and I did that. All the solo episodes, all of the guest episodes. And this week, as I get back into the trot of things, because I have completely run up against the clock, I'm going to be recording back to back to back to back to back to back to back and on this. And I'm still going to be doing all my work. I'm still going to be doing everything else. And for those of you that have been listening to Second Print Comics, you know that we launched a second show during the week, which is on Fridays, which we're calling SPC Newsroom. It's where Mark and I cover news and events, and we do interviews and stuff like that. So if you want more up-to-date stuff in news and entertainment in the comic book world, we're doing another show. So you're basically hearing me pump out new content 4 days a week, Monday and Thursday with On the Run, and then Wednesday and Friday with Second Print Comics. And of course, if you're a Second Print Comics Patreon supporter, support us at patreon.com/secondprintpod. You're getting additional stuff from Mark Clare and myself. So you get so much. And, a lot of you, it's funny because I don't get that many new listeners. I'll just be blunt about it. And I'm not saying that to complain. I'm very happy with how the show's going and where we've been going. I don't get like giant waves. Like the show has been pretty static since January now. And I kind of expected that because this show is not a beginner entry level type of, you know, how to live free or stuff. Like, this is advanced level stuff. Like, if you consider yourself a libertarian, if you consider yourself a constitutional conservative, if you consider yourself generally right of center, and you know that just listening to political talking points and going out and voting is not how you're going to get your freedom back, this is your master's level course. Actually, no, fuck it. I'm going to say you're getting a doctorate in how to actually achieve the freedom you dream about. So for every 10 of you that listens, I might get one of you that goes ahead and actually messages me and wants to do a consultation, wants to hire me for some work. I'm not complaining about that. That's called the law of averages. That's just how it works. You know, this show is predominantly for me to go ahead and build a resource library and also stay connected with you. And because I enjoy doing it and I enjoy talking to you guys, I enjoy it when you guys reach out and talk to me. It's a great time. But what I'm getting at is because by just the numbers, a majority of you are the same people that were listening 4 episodes and 8 episodes ago and 20 episodes and 50 episodes ago. I've divided you all into 3 classes, and let's say one is I suck with numbers, so let's go ahead and see if I could do this mentally. 45% of you are the people that are actually doing shit. Like, you're actually taking the lessons from this show. You're actually taking the resources from this show. Not just, you know, the links to stories and, you know, following through with our guests and stuff like that. Like, you've gone and used the affiliate links. You're saving money through stuff like Dosh. You're investing through stuff like Robinhood, Webull. You're going ahead and getting involved in crypto. You're doing stuff like Coinbase. You have been smart and you went ahead and joined Hustlers University, which is now a product of New Era Learning. We'll get into that in a couple of weeks. I'm going to go ahead and do a full breakdown of Hustlers University because I'm tired of answering the same questions over and over and over again. Like a broken record. I'm just tired. So I'm going to go ahead and record a whole review of it that I'm just going to send to people. So when you ask me the same question over and over again, and what I hate is when it's the same person asking me multiple questions, and it's like, especially on a DM, because of course, who's calling me? You can just scroll up and you can see the answer I gave you and say, you're asking me the same question. I'm just going to go ahead and send you the episode and, you know, do with it what you will. But, you know, from there, you're scheduling a consultation with me. What I'm getting at is 45% of you are actually doing stuff. You're actually getting your finances in order, your health in order. You're building new skills. You're trying to reconnect with the real world outside the screen. And you're doing great. And I love it. It's like seeing my own children grow up and do amazing things. And you're all handsome and smart and kicking ass. And I couldn't be prouder. That's 45% of you. 45% of you, I'm going to call Remzo's A-team. Bam, there you are. The rest of you are in a middle area. Let's say 45%, the other 45%. So 45 plus 45 is 90. So yeah, let's say another 45%, I'm going to call you I'm kind of done with bullshit, but I want to get into this type of, you know, financial independence and living freer, curious people. That couldn't stick on a bumper sticker, I know. But you've identified the problems, but you're not actively doing the things yet. You're not, you know, clearing out your debt. You're not building, you know, several streams of income. You're not learning new skills. You're not trying to find ways to become more independent from big corporations and big government. You would agree with everything I said. You could probably recite everything I say. You could probably remember more facts about the show and you know, the different things that I've tried, my guests have tried, and other people have tried. You're probably really smart, but you haven't done it. And I don't know what it is. I don't know what can help you. I don't know what you need. And what really bugs me is when some of you, you know, message me. And like I had a guy sign up for Hustlers University, right? He signed up for Hustlers University, and after about a month, he canceled. And by the way, if you sign up for Hustlers University and you quit after a month, you get your money back. So you may have gotten something out of it, and you get your money back even if you don't feel like you know, really benefited from it. But here are the two types of people who join Hustlers University. And no, it's not a pitch. It's just an example because it's a real example. And I don't know what more to give you guys because you've got some people calling it, you know, it's scammy, it's confusing. Here's the thing. The only people who call things like that scams, and you say the same thing about everything else. Well, I would never invest in the stock market. The whole thing was rigged. Well, I would never go ahead and invest in crypto. The whole thing is a balloon. Well, I would never – the list goes on. And I'm not defending against any specific accusation against Hustlers University or anything else. It's just everything. I could go ahead and bring up everything right now, and somebody would have a problem with it. And those people generally don't listen to this show. It's none of you. They're just losers. I don't know how else to say it. That's the most polite way to do it. But they're trying to find something quick. They're trying to find something to make money immediately. And what you learn in Hustlers University is that shit doesn't happen. There are some things that you can do to make money immediately, but it involves immediate action, going through the materials, joining the discussions, engaging with the professors, using the resources, and then doing the freaking work. I don't understand why libertarians, these free market people who talk about rugged individualism, are so work adverse. I don't know why some of you just don't actually do anything. You just sit on your computers and your phones and you bitch and you bitch and you bitch. And I can't help you. You have to do it. And you come to me and you ask for something. You know, I had a friend a few months ago. He came over to my place. I don't have many people come over to my place. I have people come over to my place. And he's having a hard time with money. He's afraid of the future. He wants more opportunities. But it all came through. He came to me and he basically tried to pitch me. He wanted to get involved in my show. He wanted to get involved in a bunch of stuff. He wanted basically me to do all the work and he was going to be the ideas guy. And I kicked him out. It wasn't going to work. I don't play that way. You actually have to do work. And I don't understand why that's so offensive. But the people who fail at Hustlers University – or the people that sign up, pick a program like affiliate marketing or copywriting, you realize that you actually have to do a little bit of studying and go through the materials and look through the resources, and maybe you might have to talk to some other students or ask the professor a question. And then you're like, oh, I thought I was going to go ahead and just print money. No, you can't. That's not how it works. And I don't understand how some people could be that stupid. So that's like that bottom tier of that 45% that are curious about this stuff. I don't know if you're listening to other people, but let me tell you, if you're listening to other people say that they have a problem with the courses or the apps or the programs that I endorse, don't listen to them, because they're broke, and when the next lockdowns come, they're probably going to starve to death. I can tell you that in my seven years of podcasting, there have been three sponsors, three products that I endorsed that I have had to pull my support from. One was a news network that is no longer around from 2017. One was a investment software, which I have gone and talked about, and I have basically tried to say, listen, I was duped. I was robbed as much as you all, and it was a scam, and I would never endorse an automated investing program like that before. That was in 2018. And those two were with my very first podcast, like when I was just figuring this stuff out, The Realms of Republic, if you remember. That was from like way, way long ago. I was still learning that stuff. And then the most recent one was Cash App, and I went ahead and talked about why I stopped using Cash App, and you can go ahead and read my statement on my Instagram, OTR_Remzo. Just scroll down. You'll see an image where it's just text. That was me talking about what happened with Cash App. And you all remember, I have not only played ads for Cash App, but I have talked to you about Cash App, to guests about Cash App, and guess what? I had to stop talking about it. I no longer use it. I told you why I don't use it. And yeah, so I am very, very rigorous about the people and the services and the products I talk about on this show. So don't listen to other people. If I'm talking about it, that means not only do I support it, but I use it. I use all those apps that are in the show notes that make and save and earn you money. And you get free shit out of it. Sign up for Robinhood, get a free stock. Spend $100 or sell $100 of Bitcoin on Coinbase, get $100 back. Sign up for Fundrise, get $50. I mean, I'm giving away money through half these things, but some people still think that there's a problem with it. Here's what you do. You want free cash right now. Let me tell you how to get free cash. Some people might call me stupid for saying this, but I'm going to say it. Go and sign up for Robinhood. Sign up, get everything set up, claim your stock. After 5 days that your stock sits in your account, sell it. Sell it. Wait 24 hours for it to pend. Cash out. Send the money to your checking and then close your Robinhood account. Done. You just got free money. You didn't have to do anything. I just told you how to do that because I'm such an awesome person. I think you're fucking stupid if you just do that and you don't actually learn how to use it and you don't actually, you know, better your investment knowledge and build your wealth and build cash flow. But I just told you the cheapest, easiest way to do it. All you have to do is do that for 10 minutes and bam, you just got free money. Now, you're afraid of something, and that's what that 45% is. You're curious but afraid. You believe in me. You believe in the stuff we're talking about. You're on board, but you haven't done it. And frankly, that is where we get the remaining 10%, the people that just find a reason to be upset. I try and have a very uplifting show. This is the only real rant episode I've done. Some of you might think I've done rants in the past, but no. This is the only time I've actually called out people. And I'm going to tie this into a newsletter, and here I'm going to soft pitch remzo.substack.com. You can sign up in the show notes if you haven't already. It's free. See, I give free stuff. I send out free newsletters. Oh my gosh. I'm such a nice person. I continue to send out free stuff. Well, let me catch a breath for a moment. We do this live. Be with me in the moment. Just be here with me right now. I went ahead and repackaged my email newsletter at remzo.substack.com. It's going to be very different because I felt I wasn't giving you value. And if somebody is not providing value to the customer should go elsewhere. And I think I took advantage of your time on some of the things. I felt like some of the email practices I was using, and I'm saying this as a professional email marketer, may have been a bit pushy at times, and that's not me. I was trying some stuff. I thought I made a right decision on something, decided that wasn't where I wanted to take it, so we're redoing it because I want to really focus on providing you as much value for your time, and I don't want to send something to your inbox that is not valuable, that is not giving you something that you can use presently. So what I did was I went ahead and repackaged my email, and what I've also done is I issued an apology on there for some of you that were upset with it, and I totally accept that. However, I also issued a challenge. If you read it, I told a bunch of people to go ahead and unsubscribe. And guess what people did? You're probably thinking, moron, why'd you tell people unsubscribe? Of course, some people are gonna unsubscribe. I don't need those people. Just like there are 10% of you here that I don't need. You always complain. You always have an answer. You come to me and you just want to fight about something. You just want to always poke holes in my arguments. I'm telling you, you're not just wasting my time, you're wasting your time. Go find the people that are going to bottle feed you because you're not going to get it here. We're going back to finding the best stories from the week that are going to immediately affect you, the most underreported stories that you need to know about to be a better, more well-rounded person. I'm going to go ahead and provide you, deals and services and promotions on products and goods that are going to immediately help you in all the areas that we discuss. And I'm going to help keep you connected with all the other projects I've got going on because I always do. So that's the brunt of the new On the Run newsletter. I wanted to really refocus on that. But given what we talk about and the seriousness of what we talk about, because we don't talk about things that don't matter. We talk about things that matter and that impact us and things that we need to do to adapt to the challenges ahead. So I straight up said, a lot of you here are just, wasting your time and you're wasting my time. So what we should do is we should part ways. You should unsubscribe to the newsletter. And the people who left were people that were never meant for it. I don't need to change millions of people in the world. I just need to find the right people who need, my insight and resources from having jumped around big tech, campaigning, nonprofits, all the shit that, runs around in the policy and big corporate worlds that impact you. I try and give you the value for that, and hopefully you're actually using it to make some changes. So yeah, I told people that if you don't like my shit, unsubscribe. It's a free newsletter. Don't waste my time. And I'm telling you, I'm not going to try and waste yours. If you feel I am, unsubscribe. I just need to be honest with people. We need to refocus. Things are getting more difficult. I didn't expect I'd be paying $5.10 for gas the other day, but shit, here we are. I'm filling up at Costco, seeing that my tank is $50, and it's like, dang, this is a good deal. 5 months ago, I would have said that's ridiculous. What type of Mad Max hellscape are we living in? But it's the one we're in right now. So, you know, that's the last 10% people. You're wasting your time. You're wasting my time. None of this stuff is going to matter to you because you already are at the decision point where you weren't ever going to do anything. You just like fighting and complaining. That's that 10%. My goal is to ignore that 10% because you suck away my life force. Just go away. It's to try and get that 45% that's, I'm going to call them action curious, and get them to join the remaining 45%. So then we can then go ahead and have a network of people that are actually benefiting their lives, the lives of their family, the lives of their friends, and we can all grow stronger together. So yeah, with all that said, if that last part about the 10% of losers offended you, you should probably unsubscribe to this show. Because we're only getting more hardcore. We're going to have fun episodes. We're also going to have episodes about content that might upset you, content that might stress you. None of it is meant to just make you mad. I'm not promoting rage porn, but I try and bring you value. And the type of topics we discuss on this show, they're not always hunky-dory. Not everything is easy. The people that listen to the show who are benefiting from it are taking advantage of the resources at their disposal. They are not adverse to work. They go ahead and understand what needs to be done today and tomorrow to make themselves better. And through all that, they're making the world around them better. And those are the people that I want to continue to bring content to. So much shorter show, a bit of a rant fest, but hey, sometimes you need these. And I think I need this too. So we'll be back later in the week with an actual show that, you know, hopefully will be a lot more cheery than this one. I'm in a good mood otherwise. It's just that, you know, sometimes, you know, we just need to rip off the Band-Aid and get straight to it. I didn't put that tagline at the beginning of the show, achieve the dangerous freedom you believe you dream of in your lifetime, just to sound flowery. I did it because to think the way you want, to raise your children the way you want, to make your own decisions, basic things became dangerous freedom. Okay. I don't drive a Bugatti. I have been to Dubai lately. I'm just a dude in Wisconsin trying to live my best life. And so far, I've been doing it pretty well, and I just want you guys to want the best for yourselves as well. I see the potential in you. Sometimes I wish you just saw it in yourself. That's all she wrote. I'm Rumsa W. Martinez. Follow me on Instagram at OTR_Rumsa. Sign up for the newsletter. Sign up for Hustlers University. If you've never looked through the show notes of this show, go ahead. I challenge you. Look through the show notes of the show. You're going to get something of value by the time you're done. I guarantee it.
For those of you listeners who know my background a bit, you might remember the stories of my first few jobs after college. From being a mall cop to selling makeup door-to-door, I realized that I had skills that were being underutilized and that these minimum wage jobs couldn't support me or last forever. I spent years going through YouTube, reading books, listening to podcasts, and taking enough online courses to reinvent myself as a professional copywriter and digital marketer. Years later, thanks to my side hustles and drive, I've worked with national news outlets, multi-million dollar tech startups, nonprofits, and celebrities to build their brands and drive sales. None of this could have happened if I didn't develop in-demand skills. I had to do this alone, but you don't have to. You have Hustlers University 2.0. Hustlers University 2.0 is a community where you can learn real skills to earn money online today, starting with side hustles you can use to elevate your game. I'm not just an advocate for Hustlers University, I'm also a student. Every professor is verified to be making $10K to $500K monthly in their selected field. You get full resources, lesson plans, and an active community of thousands of other Hustlers University students working on skills such as stock analysis, cryptocurrencies, e-commerce, copywriting, which was my favorite course, one I actually went ahead and took last month. And as a copywriter of 7 years, I even took a ton out of that, including some of the resources I was able to take over to my day job. You also learn freelancing, financial planning, affiliate marketing, business management, and so much more. If you're tired of depending on a boss who hates you to deliver your paycheck, or have learned since the lockdowns that controlling the source of your income is vital to your individual freedom, sign up for Hustlers University 2.0 today using the link in the show notes. I'll see you there.